Let's talk about femininity, sexuality, and prioritizing a woman's pleasure in the new movie Sinners. There will be spoilers in this discussion, so if you haven't watched the film, hit like, hit save, come back, and we can talk about it. This is going to be a long one, so buckle up. This conversation wouldn't be happening if it weren't for Ryan's original thoughts put to paper, his intuition and comprehension of female sexuality, which then was directed into a scene shot by cinematographer Autumn Gerald Archipaw. And I do want to highlight that having a woman behind the lens does make this difference. As soon as we meet Smoke and Annie in the Hoodoo Hut, we get so many context clues about how deep their love truly is. A lot of that is told through their body language and their eye contact, a form of intimacy I don't think is used often enough in film and TV. She then caresses his body, feels him up, and whispers into his ear, "Your body didn't forget me." An unforgettable line paired with a visual, "I never want to forget." And then he takes her from behind. This is something that we have seen time and time again in film and TV, but it's usually shot from a male perspective, the man looking at the backside of a woman. In this case, the camera is flipped and we see Annie in the foreground and Smoke behind her. We see her being pleasured first and foremost. Cuts to a tighter shot of her caressing the nape of his neck, again showing how she is receiving pleasure and that it's mutually beneficial, but there's so much focus on Annie. Just like the Smokestack twins have distinguishing attributes to set them apart, so do the relationships in this film. Smoke and Annie have a deep trauma bond, they have an unconditional love, and even though there's history between Mary and Stack, this is more like a hunter and its prey. Stack is visibly uncomfortable every time these two are in a public domain. He does not want people to look at them. He is shifty-eyed, versus this girl is maintaining eye contact because she is locked in on her prey. She even, after she turns, lures him into an enclosed space just to let his guard down and uses her sexuality almost as a weapon to get him to let her in. The start of their spicy scene shows her on top, a power move, kind of foreshadowing what is about to happen. And then when she salivates and asks him if he wants some, which is personally not my taste, is another way of them visually and physically showing that this man's desirability for this woman is off the charts. And even after he's almost out cold, she's still on top riding him, which goes to show you that a woman's pleasure is top priority. Miss Pearline and Sammy kind of represent lust to me, except they are very connected through music. Even though she has a husband, it's clear that Sammy sees her in an entirely different light, and that's first seen at the train station when she is attracted to the sound of his guitar, walks over, they lock eyes, again, very good eye contact, even though he finds out that she is married. After Sammy finishes his juke joint performance is, again, another turn-on moment for Pearline. So they go into close quarters because she is a married woman, after all, and visually, she is seen on top, right? She's at a higher position than he is, and he wants to put the advice that Stack gave into practice. So he's about to go downtown until she stops him because she has walked there and she feels like she needs to freshen up. Now, I think that there was a resounding wow when women saw this scene because I think all of us have been in this position where we have felt self-conscious or embarrassed about what we smell like down there. And after a certain point, when you are attracted to someone and you just want to get it done, it doesn't matter. And that's exactly what we see happen here. And again, we see the desirability of a woman expressed through Sammy's, "I just want a taste," which again, unforgettable line. Now, what do all of these scenes have in common other than prioritizing and centering a woman's pleasure? Well, there was absolutely no nudity involved, and it just goes to show that after all of these years that Hollywood has given us spicy scenes, that it's not a necessity to showcase a woman's body in a way to attract the male gaze, but also that it's totally possible to have intimate scenes that are sensual rather than sexual. If you aren't already following Black Girl Nerds on Threads, I absolutely think that you should, but this stat about female viewership increasing from 43% to 56% over a week is absolutely fascinating to me, and it just goes to show that obviously very good writing and extremely well-developed plot is important, but this type of intimacy is something that women are craving to see on screen. And what we can learn from this is that we need to see more women in writers' rooms, in directors' chairs, and behind the lens in order to make this not a rare one-off experience, but a common occurrence.